Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, greeting you in Jesus' name. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we invite you to worship with us for a few minutes as we sing and pray and read some things from God's Word. Just have a time alone in His presence, praising Him, worshiping Him, keeping our minds on Him, and letting Him bless us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you as we come to you each day at this same time. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you. And then if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you have a song request or prayer request, please feel free to send them to us. Psalms 30, verse 5 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. He says, "For His anger endureth but for a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." What a wonderful way to spell joy, J-O-Y, Jesus and others and you. Well, let's just worship Him now. Turn with me in the Best Love Songs and Hymns hymnal, page 363. Let's sing an old-time favorite, "Lord, Lead Me On." When the way seems dark and long, as I pass amid the throng, hold to my hand. Dear Lord, I pray, give me grace to shout and shine, ever in the light divine.
Lord, lead me on
from day to day. Lord, lead me on. I want to walk
the holy way.
No friends forsake me
all alone.
I ask the Lord
to lead me on.
In this world of doubt and gloom, when hope's flowers fail to bloom, hold to my hand. Dear Lord, I pray. I have put my faith in Thee, till the homeland I shall see. Lord, lead me
on
from day to day. Lord, lead me on from day to day.
I want to walk
the holy way.
No friends forsake me
all alone.
I ask thee, Lord,
to lead me on.
When old age is stealing on and my strength is almost gone,
hold to my hand.
Dear
Lord, I pray. As I mentioned earlier, we will be glad for you to send us a song request or a prayer request. And I'll give you the contact information in just a little while. So if you've been ready to take it down, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Your correspondence is always so welcome, and it's always so needed. Well, let's look at the precious promise today as we prepare our hearts for prayer. But from Psalms chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, he says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, and my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me." Just before we came on the air, my wife was talking to one of the elderly ladies in our church, and she commented about how much better she slept last night than she had been sleeping before the elderly lady did. Well, it's just like what David said here. He heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Many people have a problem sleeping, but if you will pray as you lay down, and if you will seek the Lord while you're in bed, the Lord can bless you with a good night's sleep and a good night's rest. It is his will that we be rested. He tells us in Matthew, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And the Bible says, "Therefore there remaineth a rest for the people of God." Let's call upon the Lord today, shall we? Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for being so concerned about us even when we're asleep. And Lord, I'm sure that there's a need for prayer here in this audience today. Some folks just have problems sleeping, maybe some more so than others. But I pray, Lord, if that's their problem, I pray, Lord, that whatever it is that's troubling them, or if it's a sickness that's troubling them, or whatever the situation might be, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, believing you today to hear and answer the prayer. Give them a good night's rest the next time they lay down for sleep. We pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for everyone that's with us today. And we just pray that this time together will be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Grant them, Lord, a spiritual blessing, a spiritual uplift. Grant them, Lord, just an outpouring of your Spirit. By the time we leave the air, may each one know that they've been in the presence of the Lord. Save the lost and heal the sick. Minister to every need, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing with us now. Paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. Let's sing it one more time. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. since the Spirit of the Lord is flowing, we'll not interrupt that with a commercial, but I will give you the contact information at the very end. He's someone who cares. When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. There's tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside. There is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the skies, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he come and you feel so blue. There is someone who cares for you. When you need a friend to the end, here is someone. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and Jesus cares for you. If you would like to send a card or letter, check or money order offering, or some correspondence, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky,